Hi, I'm Simon Ebbett, and I'm here to talk to Dave Beveridge about the latest Audit Scotland report, the National Fraud Initiative. Okay, what's this report about?
Well, Simon, the National Fraud Initiative in Scotland is largely about saving the public purse money. The National Fraud Initiative helps councils and other bodies, such as the Scottish Public Pensions Agency, identify fraud and error that might be taking place in their financial systems. This includes pensions paid to people who've died and housing and council tax payments that are being paid to people who are not entitled to them. The bodies provide information as part of their external audits. This information is compared, or matched as we call it, by auditors using computers to identify circumstances and inconsistencies that might indicate fraud or error. These examples are then passed back to the bodies who investigate them.
Okay, and what have you found through the exercise?
Well, the 2004-05 exercise in Scotland has found £15 million worth of overpayments, fraud and what we'll call forward savings. Forward savings are an estimate of pension overpayments that would have continued to be paid if they hadn't been found by NFI.
Okay, and so what does this all mean for the taxpayer, or the council taxpayer?
Well, in short, it means that these amounts can be spent in future on providing services for the public.
You said a second ago that you found £15 million worth through the National Fraud Initiative. How much of that is money that's actually already been paid out, and how much of that is an estimate of savings through the scheme?
Well, broadly, about £6 million relates to overpayments that have already been made by bodies. The report actually identifies one example of a case where £31,000 was overpaid, and that's already been recovered. The total amounts actually recovered are not known, certainly not at this stage, but bodies will continue to try to recover these amounts for some time. About £9 million of the 15 relates to pension payments that we estimate would have continued to be made in future if the National Fraud Initiative hadn't picked them up.
So, and how do you come to working out that figure, £9 million, when you're talking about that?
The £9 million forward savings is based on an industry standard calculation. It basically assumes that these payments would have continued until the individual had reached the age of 90.
Okay, what happens now with the National Fraud Initiative?
Bodies can continue to investigate the 4-5 cases until the next NFI commences, which will be later on this year, probably in October. They will also seek recovery of overpayments where they can. The next NFI will make a number of other types of investigations available to councils, and this will include checking for the improper use of disabled badges, blue badges as they're called, and these get misused sometimes after the person has died, and checking, for example, that care home residents are not being charged for after they have died also.
Now, you worked with the Audit Commission down in England and Wales on this. What was Audit Scotland's role in this exercise?
Audit Scotland basically made the NFI part of the audit of the relevant audited bodies. The Audit Commission have the infrastructure and the expertise already available to them because of previous exercises that they've undertaken, and we made use of that by getting them to process the data on our behalf.
So the upshot of this exercise is that you've identified £15 million. Is that all that the Scottish public and the public sector are going to get out of this exercise?
Well, not necessarily, Simon. I mean, by making this exercise and what we've found available to the public by publishing it this week, what we're hoping will happen is that people will realise that there are mechanisms now available to pick these things up, and perhaps there will be a significant deterrent effect from this report being made known more widely.
Just one last question. A few times during this interview you've said fraud and error, not just fraud. So this report doesn't just look at fraudulent cases?
No, I mean, what the NFI does is it identifies circumstances which are basically anomalies within systems. It doesn't necessarily mean that that anomaly is a fraud or a deliberate act by anyone. I mean, there can be genuine errors in there. To take the pension cases or the dead pensioners as an example, it's possible that a family member mistakenly believes that they're entitled to a dead person's pension. In other cases, the payment may be going into a bank account that hasn't been touched for a long time. In other cases, obviously, the pension may be being collected by someone who knows they're not entitled to it.
Okay, well, Dave, thank you very much for your time.